It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by Mackenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before this evening's game between Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State. Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to White Auditorium Ron Slaymaker Court for tonight's MIAA Top 25 National Showdown between the Emporia State Hornets and the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's showdown. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State, ranked number one in the nation, coached by Ben McCollum in his 14th season, 344-83 is his overall record. And this is the lineup that Coach Ben McCollum will set down onto the floor tonight. At the guard spots will be Isaiah Jackson, a 6'2 sophomore out of Independence, Missouri, by way of William Chrisman, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Byron Alexander, 6'4 sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri, Staley High School, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. At the forward spots will be Brennett Sturt, 6'4 freshman out of Liberty, Missouri, averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at a forward will be Luke Waters, a 6'6 junior out of Olathe North High School, averaging 12 points and 2 rebounds. And in the post will be Wes Dreamer, a 6'7 junior out of Alvo, Nebraska, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds. Diego Bernard will not start tonight's game. He's been battling a knee injury. He will and is expected to play in tonight's game, but he is not starting. So Diego Bernard will be coming off the bench for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. For the Emporia State Hornets, 8-2 on the season, 2-1 in the MIAA, ranked number 22 in the nation. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, 63-56, and this is the lineup that the Hornets will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sykeston, Missouri. Transfer from Maryville and Youngstown State, averaging 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a guard for Emporia State will be Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, by way of Oak Park High School in Southwest Minnesota State, averaging 9.6 rebounds and 3 assists. At a forward spot will be Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He's averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds. Elijah Comether, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas, transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mayim Boom, 6'10 sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Southwest High School. He was a member of the all-defensive team a year ago. He's averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds. Your officials for tonight's game is assigned by the MIAA. Your referee is John Moore. Our umpires are Roger Schmitz and Lance Fuller. And there's your starting lineups for the Emporia State Hornets and the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spillman. At 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their home whites with Emporia across the front with black letters. And Northwest Missouri State in their green uniforms with white numbers and white letters. Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State, 74th meeting with the Bearcats leading the overall series, 47-26. Emporia State has won the last two, including last year's 75-56 win here at White Auditorium and the 76-75 win in Maryville, Missouri. As we're about set for basketball tonight here at White Auditorium, good crowd in attendance for tonight's game. Still room for you if you're out driving around and wondering what can I do tonight. Well, head over to White Auditorium. Check out the Emporia State Hornets and the Bearcats here in this matchup of nationally ranked teams. In the center circle, Mayim Boom jumping up against Byron Alexander. As John Moore will put the ball in play, and the tip is controlled by Emporia State. I don't think Byron Alexander even jumped. Emporia State playing to the basket to our right. This is Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Gives it off to Owen Long. Now to Mayim Boom way out front. Gives it off to Elijah Cometh here. Elijah takes it to the right side. Spinning down low. Takes it in the lane. Fader from five off the glass a little bit too strong. And the defensive rebound goes to Brennett Sturts. He'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Cometh here. Takes it to the right side. Now hands it off to, no, they go back door to Jackson, who gets the easy layup. He got away that time from Owen Long. He gets the easy layup, and Isaiah Jackson scores on the backdoor cut. 2-0 Northwest Missouri State. Here's Caden Evans. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Now back to Caden Evans on the wing right side. He should have just gone to the basket. Steps back for a three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound to Isaiah Jackson for Northwest Missouri State. 2-0. Northwest with a yearly lead. This is Sturts. Bounce pass. High post left side into the hands of Alexander. They try to go down low, and losing the ball out of bounds will be Isaiah Jackson. They try to go alley-oop, but Emporia State had it well defended. Emporia State gets the ball on the turnover. Owen Long in backcourt against the pressure of Isaiah Jackson. Goes from right to left. One-handed pass in the corner. Goes to Caden Evans. On him defensively is Sturts. Back out front to Owen Long on the right side. It goes to Caden Evans. Gets underneath the basket. Layup. It's good. And he's fouled. Caden Evans gets to the rim. Gets the basket to go. Draws the foul. He'll be at the line for the end one. Picking up the personal foul for Northwest Missouri State will be Brennett Sturts. His first, team first. And going to the line, Caden Evans. Spins the ball in his hands. Free throw's on the way, and the free throw's short. Battle for the rebound goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, and Emporia State gets it top the key. Owen Long for three. It's good. A hair crafter's three for Owen Long, and Emporia State takes the 5-2 lead early in the ball game. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters, 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Top the key, three, Sturts. Good. So Bennett Sturts answers with a three of his own, and we're tied at five. 17:53 to play here in the first half. Caden Evans left side goes to Mayim Boom down low, and traffic gets a shot blocked from behind by Byron Alexander. And Northwest comes away with the basketball. Sturts has the, swings it to Dreamer. Back to Sturts, tries to go down the lane. Now they get it back out front to Dreamer for a three. He hit it. Wes Dreamer knocks down a three-pointer. That gives him his first basket, and it's 8-5 Northwest Missouri State. What a basketball brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Owen Long with the basketball, middle of the floor, being guarded by Isaiah Jackson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Elijah Cometh there driving baseline. And we're going to get a foul as he goes up with a shot. It'll be free throws coming for Elijah Cometh there. Picking up the foul will be Byron Alexander. His first, second team foul whistled against Northwest Missouri State. And Elijah Cometh here stepping to the free throw line where he is a 76% free throw shooter, 45 of 59. He's shot more free throws than any other Hornet. Substitution for Emporia State, getting set to check in, will be Sam Baker, but he has to wait for the first free throw to be shot before he can check in. Elijah Cometh there spins the ball in his hands, and the free throw's up, and too strong off the back iron, no good. Sam Baker will replace Mayim Boom as Emporia State goes with a little more smaller lineup. Second free throw for Elijah is good, so he makes one of the two free throws. 8-6 Northwest. Bennett Sturtz into front court. Bounce pass gives it off to Alexander. Now out front with a West Dreamer. Shovels it off to Jackson. Gives it off to Sturtz. Top the key. Shot clock down to 16. On the wing, right side, Jackson penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back out to Bennett Sturtz, who penetrates in the paint. Dipsy Doo layup crawls in for him. Bennett Sturtz with five. And little freshman out of Liberty, Missouri, showing that he can make some plays. 10-6, four-point lead for Northwest. 16:25 to play here in the first half. Caden Evans, top, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call this on Northwest Missouri State. It's going to be a foul on Isaiah Jackson. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. And they'll get the ball to play in bounds just to the left of the Northwest bench. Caden Evans to play it in for Emporia State. Plays it in to Owen Long. Owen picked up defensively by Isaiah Jackson. Bounce pass goes to Caden Evans. Back top the key, Sam Baker. And he tries to go on the wing right side to Owen Long. And pass skips out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. Too much spin on it. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests. All year long, pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Sturtz with the basketball, gives it off to Dreamer. He'll shoot the three. It's good. West Dreamer knocks down a three-pointer, and Coach Craig Doty says, I need a 30-second timeout, as it's a 13-6. 7-point lead for Northwest Missouri State with 15:54 to play as the Bearcats have come out sizzling. 5 for 5 from the floor, 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. They came into this game shooting 55%. They're doubling that right now. They came in shooting 41% from beyond the arc. They haven't missed. They are out-rebounding Emporia State 3-1 as well. They have 4 assists of their 5 made field goals. So they all, and that's one thing they also do very well, is they had 155 assists coming into. That's averaging 15 assists a ball game. Emporia State will have the ball out of the timeout. Caden Evans, Owen Long, Elijah Cometh there, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Sam Baker on the floor for Emporia State. This is Caden Evans on the wing right side. Owen Long dribbles it a couple times. Gets a screen from Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Trying to drive. Kicks it out to Caden Evans. Top the key, Sam Baker. Sam Baker kicks it in the corner. Elijah Cometh here for three. He hit it. Elijah Cometh here knocks down a Hair Crafters three just when they needed it. He'd struggled through a couple of games. Second half against Northeastern State as he came to life a little bit. 13-9, four-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. This is Jackson with the basketball. Feeds it out front to Alexander. Alexander hand gets it in the corner to Dreamer. Dreamer trying to drive. Nothing open there. Gives it off to Sturt. Shot clock down to 8. Here's a ball that's deflected by Sam Baker. Picked up by Elijah Cometh there. Little Euro step. Tries to go up with a shot. He gets fouled. He'll be going to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. That'll be going to the free throw line out of the media timeout. 14:58 to play, first half, 13-9. Northwest Missouri State with a lead by 4. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
14:58 to play. First half, 13-9. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Emporia State's Elijah Comethyr is at the free throw line. He'll get two free throws here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That last foul was on Byron Alexander. And for him, that is his second personal foul. First free throw is good for Elijah Comethyr. That gives him 5 points in the game. He'll get a second free throw, and it's on the way. And this one's also good for Elijah. Gives him 6 points and makes it 13-11. It's a two-point lead for Northwest Missouri State, and Sam Baker in backcourt's going to run into Isaiah Jackson. And Sam Baker, the 6'4 grad student out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, picks up his first foul. He's a transfer from Angelo State. He's getting a little over-aggressive on the defensive end. Just couldn't put the brakes on. Into front court with the basketball, Brennett Sturts. Now they work it on the wing right side. That's Daniel Abreu, 6'6 sophomore from Springfield, Missouri. They get it on the corner to Sturts. Now they hand it off to Wes Dreamer. Dreamer hands it back off to Sturts. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Sturts gets it off to Luke Waters. Shot gets blocked. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Sam Baker. Here comes the Hornets. Gives it off to Owen Long. Middle of the floor, and Emporia State will set up the offense. Owen Long thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger, gives it off to Sam Baker in the corner. Elijah Comethyr lost the basketball. Turnover gives it right back to Northwest Missouri State. Here's Dreamer for a three off the back iron. No good. That's their first. Mitch battle for the rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Daniel Abreu of Northwest Missouri State, and the Hornets get the ball back. 14:06 to play, first half, 13-11. Northwest with a lead by two. Owen Long will bring it across the timeline for the Hornets. Picked up defensively by Jackson. Swings it right side. Caden Evans to Sam Baker. Gives it back to Evans. Now to Owen Long trying to fight through a screen. Now they kick it to Comethyr for a three. Long rebound, though, tracked down by Peyton Roger Smith. Here's Caden Evans for a long three of his own, and that one rims out no good. Rebound this time goes to Brennett Sturts. Sturts with the basketball. Feeds it top the key to Dreamer for a three. That one's going to fall short. Rebound gets tipped around. It goes to Caden Evans. Fades it up the floor. Elijah Comethyr to the basket. Shot no good, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Northwest Missouri State's Wes Dreamer. And Elijah Comethyr will once again go to the free throw line. That'll be the 15th foul on Northwest Missouri State. And Elijah Comethyr making his third trip to the free throw line. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. First free throw for Elijah's up and in. Substitutions for Emporia State. Octavian Butler checks in, so does Nogs Wawasik, setting down Sam Baker and Caden Evans. Elijah Comethyr will get his second free throw. Elijah last year, the RMAC Player of the Year, first team all-conference selection. Second free throw is also good for Elijah. He has eight. We're tied at 13 with 13:22 to play. Northwest into front court. This is Micah Mascari in the game now for Northwest Missouri State. We're going to get a foul called on Emporia State's Octavian Butler. His first That's only the second team foul whistled against Emporia State. Micah Mascari, sophomore out of Geneva, Illinois, trying to get the ball inbounds, finally plays it inbounds to Daniel Abreu, who in turn hands it off to Brennett Sturts. Sturts working out front, trying to drive, kicks it top the key. Abreu for a shot that's missing. Offensive rebound, though, goes to Luke Waters, working against Octavian Butler, takes it in the lane, gets a shot blocked by Butler, gets his own shot back, and then he scores it as he dips underneath the defense that time. Emporia State did about everything they could to keep him from scoring, but Luke Waters gets the basketball and the basket. 15-13 Northwest, 12:41 to play. Owen Long with the basketball, goes between the legs with a dribble, tries to drive, kicks it in the corner, open for three, off the back iron, no good for Peyton Roger Schmidt, and the wrong rebound to Emporia State. Now Wasik goes to the rim, dishes it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt, but he misses a shot. They're going to call a charge on Noggs Wawasik. It'll be ball out of bounds for Northwest Missouri State. 12:24 to play, first half. 15-13 Northwest with a lead. Northwest has cooled off after going 5-for-5. They've gone 1-for-6 here down the stretch. They were 3-for-3 from the three-point line. They're now 0-for-1 in their last couple three-point attempts. Driving to the basket, missing the layup. Luke Waters rebounded Emporia State. Octavian Butler trying to feed it up the floor. It gets tipped around. He ends up with getting tipped to Owen Long. Lobs it out front to Noggs Wawasik. And the Hornets will set up their offense as Noggs goes middle of the floor with a basketball. Looking to drive. Goes in the corner. Peyton Roger Schmidt backing down against Wes Dreamer. Oh, this is going to be a charge on Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt had the ball and tried to drive into the paint. He gets whistled for the charge. It'll be ball out of bounds for Northwest Missouri State. Mayim Boom will check in for Emporia State, replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. That'll be the fourth team foul on Emporia State. Northwest has been whistled for five fouls. They have the basketball and the lead by two. Mascari has it out front, swings it left side, Sturts. Sturts now top the key to Dreamer. Dreamer now shovels it off to Sturts. He's open for three. He hit it. You can't give him any room at all. 8 points for Brennett Sturts. He has eight, and it's 18-13, five-point Northwest lead. Hornets need a basket. They haven't scored since a 15-33 mark from the field. Elijah Cometh here, top the key. Octavian Butler trying to drive, spins in the paint, puts up the floater, scores the bucket. Octavian Butler, the 6'2 junior out of St. Louis by way of Missouri St. Louis, gets his first basket of the ball game, makes it a three-point game, 18-15, Northwest with a lead. 10:56 to play in the half. Out front with it, Sturts. Gives it off to Dreamer. Dreamer needing some help. Now puts it in the hands of Abreu, who skicks it back left side to Sturts. Sturts, step back three, up and good, with a hand in his face. Bennett Sturts with 11. 21-15 Northwest. Northwest has now made 5 three-point baskets. Noggs Wawasik gets it off to Owen Long. Northwest man-to-man with the defense, trying to drive Owen. Step back from just inside the three-point stripe, an air ball goes out of bounds to Northwest. What a basketball brought to you by Bundy North America. Dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 21-15, Northwest with a lead by 6. Their biggest lead was by 7 at 13-6. Trying to take their biggest lead right here as they run the weave. Out front, Sturts. They get it in the corner. This is Mascari in the paint. Kicks it left side to Dreamer with 10 seconds on the shot clock, and they try to throw it across the lane. Lane gets deflected by Mayim Boom. They kick it out for a three that's off the mark. No good for Mascari, and the rebound of Emporia State. Hornets on the run up the court. Owen Long has it on the wing right side. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Step back three, up and good off the glass. Owen Long with 6. I'm not sure what Coach Ben McCollum was wanting to flop for. I didn't see anybody go down. 21-18 Northwest with 9:24 to play. This is Sturts way over on the right side needing some help. Finally gets it off to Abreu. Abreu with 7 seconds, drives in the lane, spinning, shooting, and not scoring. Rebound to Octavian Butler for Emporia State. Pushes the ball up the floor. Northwest trying to reach in and slap it away. Comes up empty. Now Owen Long with the basketball, and Coach Craig Doty says, okay, let's slow it down. Let's run some offense here. Owen Long out front, goes to the wing left side, goes to Wawasek to Owen Long, picked up by Dreamer. He'll shoot it over Dreamer and drain it. A hair crafter's three for Owen Long. He has 9. We're tied at 21. Northwest being a little tardy in getting the ball inbounds, but they finally do. 21 all, 8:32 to play here in this first half. Out front with a basketball, Mascari. They get it free throw circle to Dreamer, lobs it down low to Luke Waters, who gets an easy lay-in. He has 4. 23-21 Northwest. 8:14 to play here in the first half. Octavian Butler goes down low. Elijah Comathir going up with a shot, gets fouled. He'll be fouled. They're going to call the foul before the shot. Picking up the foul was Luke Waters. And that will take us to our second media timeout. 8:06 to play, first half, 23-21 Northwest with a lead. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
23-21, 8:06 to play. Northwest with the lead. Emporia State will have the ball to play in bounds. They'll play it into Mayim Boom, Owen Long, along with Caden Evans, Gage McGuire, Mayim in the paint. Hook shot off the back iron, no good. And Octavian Butler on the floor right now for Emporia State. Isaiah Jackson, along with Byron Alexander. Jackson driving to the rim, and he gets the basket. He took Owen Long right to the rim. 4 points for Isaiah Jackson. 25-21, back to a 4-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Butler out front, working against the pressure of Alexander. He'll shoot it over him, missed it. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State as Isaiah Jackson crashes the board. He'll push the ball into front court. Feeds it top the key to West Dreamer. Hands it off to Sturts. Mayim Boom on him. Now they skip it across the floor to Luke Waters, backing down against Gage McGuire. Now he'll kick it off to West Dreamer. Baseline, Jackson back down low to West Dreamer. He gets fouled. They're going to call this foul on Octavian Butler. His second team foul, number 5 on Emporia State. Ball out of bounds to Northwest. What a Basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And we're going to get a foul. They're going to call it on Gage McGuire. And Coach Craig Doty not so sure about that call from John Moore. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State for Caden, or correction. Who'd they call that foul on? I think it was on Octavian Butler. This is Sturts trying to drive. Kicks it out to Dreamer for a three. Missed it. Rebound to Gage McGuire. Hornets working against man-to-man pressure. Mayim Boom down low, working against Wes Dreamer. Backs him down, gets a double defense in the air. Kicks it out to Caden Evans. Caden looking to drive. Takes it in the lane. Kicks it off to Owen Long. Shot clock down to eight. Well, that was a rocket pass from Owen Long. Tried to get it down low to Gage McGuire. He needed to take a little bit of something off of that one. It sails out of bounds. Turnover for Emporia State. It'll be turnover number five for the Hornets. Northwest has turned it over only two times. Elijah Cometh here getting set to check in for the Hornets. 25-21 Northwest, 16-10. Driving to the basket, Isaiah Jackson scores it with a left-handed layup from the left-hand side. He has six. 27-21, and it's a six-point lead for Northwest. Emporia State could use a basket here. Haven't scored since the 8:48 mark. That's almost 3 minutes ago. Owen Long. Contested three. Swish! A hair crafter's three for Owen Long. He has 12. He's made four threes, and the Hornets are back within three. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial. Downtown Emporia. Sturts trying to drive. Top the key, Dreamer for three. He missed it. Long rebound goes to Emporia State as Owen Long tracks it down. He'll race it into front court. Has it top the key, pull up for three. Good! Oh, Hair Crafters three for Owen Long. We're tied at 27. 15 first half points for Owen Long. 5:10 to go in the half. Hornet basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Sturts with the ball. Has it top the key. Step back for three. It's missing. Rebound to Emporia State's Owen Long. Pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it off to Caden Evans. Swings it right side. Butler. Butler traveled with it first. Turnover gives it to Northwest Missouri State. 4:48 to play in the first half. All tied at 27. Hornet basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
4:48 to play, first half, all tied at 27. Emporia State, Northwest Missouri State, out of the timeout. Emporia State will go with Sam Baker, Caden Evans, Elijah Cometh there, Sam Owens, and Mason Thiessen. Northwest counters with Bennett Sturts, Wes Dreamer, Mitch Muscari, Luke Waters, and Daniel Abreu. Feed down low intended for Wes Dreamer. He can't hang on to the pass. It gets tipped out of bounds. Emporia State will have the basketball after the turnover. Emporia State has led twice. Their biggest lead was, or last lead was at 5-2. The biggest lead's been by three. High post left side. It goes to Cometh there. Looking to go. Puts it to the floor, stops, shoots, scores in the paint. Elijah Cometh here with 10, and Emporia State leads at 29-27. It's been Elijah Cometh here and Owen Long doing the scoring for Emporia State. Caden Evans and Octavian Butler, the only two players who have scored for the Hornets. Bearcats have had four players score. Out front with it, Sturts, picked up by Elijah Cometh here. Now he swings it left side to Dreamer. Back out front to Sturts, left side to Mascari. Shot clock down to eight. Dreamer for a three, tap the key, missed it. Long rebound picked up by Elijah Cometh here. Gives it off to Owen Long. Wants to have it on the left, right side. Long three by Owen. No. Rebound goes long. Grabbed by Bennett Sturts. On its lead by 2:29:27. This is Luke Waters. Kicks it out to Abreu for a three. Missed it. Rebound, Mason Thiessen. Gets it up the floor, Owen Long. Owen pushing it to the floor. Kicks it in the corner. Cometh here for a three. No. What's the call? Is it a charge or a block? It's going to be a charge. They'll call this one on Owen Long, his first. 17th foul on Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt checks in, replacing Owen Long. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. This is Sturts working against Elijah Cometh here. Pass deflected by Caden Evans, but restolen by Mascari. West Dreamer to the basket, missed it. Rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. See, hustled on the boards. Top of the key, Caden Evans. He'll run the point for Emporia State. Gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Back to Caden Evans on the wing right side. Waiting for a screen from Mason Thiessen. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Caden Evans down the lane, off the glass, missed it. Put back, no good for Mason Thiessen, but he's fouled. He'll be going to the free throw line for the and one, or for the free throw. Picking up the personal foul will be Wes Dreamer. That's his second. Team foul number seven on Northwest Missouri State. And Mason Thiessen, 6'10 freshman out of Inman, or junior out of Inman. It's been a while since he's been a freshman. Will shoot two free throws. For Mason, just 3 of 6 from the free throw line. First free throw, too strong off the back iron, no good. Substitution for Northwest, Luke Moustakas, a 6'7 sophomore out of Chicago, Illinois, into the lineup, replacing Wes Dreamer, who just picked up his second personal foul. Second free throw coming for Mason Thiessen. And the second free throw is good for Mason. 30-27, Emporia State with the lead. 2:38 to play here in the first half. Starts across the timeline. Feeds it off to Waters, back to Sturts. Working right side. On the wing, it goes to Moustakas. Back to Sturts. Shot clock at 14. Sturts trying to drive on Mason. Kicks it out to Abreu. Abreu tries to go backdoor. Shot clock at 7. Back out to Sturts. Sturts trying to drive. Needs some help. Gets it down low. We're going to get a travel violation on Northwest Missouri State. What a tremendous defensive possession for Emporia State that time. They didn't give Northwest Missouri State an open look at the basket. Owen Long will check back in for Emporia State. He'll replace Mason Thiessen. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 2:10 to play in the first half. 30-27 Emporia State with the lead in the basketball. Caden Evans has it out front, gives it off to Sam Baker. Baker way out beyond the three-point line, penetrates from the free throw line, shoots it up and missed it. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Brennett Sturts with the basketball. Swings it on the wing right side to Luke Waters, trying to back down against Sam Baker. Kicks it off in the paint. Layup is no good for Abreu. Rebound out of bounds. It'll give it to Northwest Missouri State. Daniel Abreu is battling down low with a couple of Hornets, and looked like Abreu was the one who had the position to touch it last. But the underneath official said, nope, it's off of Emporia State. This is Abreu working against Elijah Cometh here. Shot up and no good. Rebound goes to Sam Baker. Good defense by Elijah Cometh here. This is Owen Long in the front court for Emporia State. Goes to work. Gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt, who hands it off to Caden Evans. Working against her. Shot clock down to 12. Caden Evans in the corner. Elijah Cometh here. Goes down low. Peyton Roger Schmidt. Layup missed it badly. May have been some contact, but no call. 30-27 Emporia State, 58 seconds to go in the half. Sturts with the basketball. Goes on the right side. Mascari holds it high. Pass intercepted. Caden Evans to the rim. He'll get fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two. Picking up the personal foul will be Luke Moustakas, the 6'7 sophomore out of Chicago, Illinois. And two free throws coming for Caden Evans. Caden has 2 points in this game. He'll go to the free throw line for the first time. Getting set to check in for Emporia State, P.J. Johnson, the 6'1 sophomore out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Caden Evans at the line. First free throw up and too strong off the back iron. No good. Checking back in for Northwest Missouri State will be Isaiah Jackson. Owen Long sets down for Emporia State. Setting down for Northwest will be Daniel Abreu. Mason or Mayim Boom will check in for Emporia State, replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. Caden Evans will get a second free throw here. Caden's free throw is good. He has 3 points, and Emporia State has a 31-27 lead. 4-point advantage with 41 seconds to play. Again, Diego Bernard battling a knee injury. Didn't start. Hasn't seen any playing time. Not sure if he'll see some playing time. Here's Sturts driving to the basket. Gets a shot blocked, but they're going to call goaltending on Elijah Kamath here. So give the 2 points to Brennett Sturts. That gives him 13. Substitution for Northwest. Back into the lineup, Daniel Abreu. Setting down will be Mitch Mascari. 30 seconds to go. Differential of about tenths of a second. They're going to jump ball call on the inbounds play. Owen Long gets tied up as a heads-up play by Isaiah Jackson. P.J. Johnson, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Northwest Missouri State. Coach Craig Doty furious with both Elijah Kamathir and Owen Long as they weren't really cognizant of where Isaiah Jackson was at. As Owen gets the inbounds pass, and Isaiah Jackson just steps in and grabs a hold of the basketball and forces the jump ball call. And the alternate possession arrow points to Northwest Missouri State. 31-29, Emporia State with a lead. 28 and a half seconds left to go here in the first half. Emporia State has trailed by 7. Their biggest deficit was at 13-6. Their biggest lead has been by 4 at 31-27. Hornets are shooting 41%. Northwest shooting 43%. Hornets with 6 made threes. Northwest with 5. Emporia State 7 of 11 for the free throw line. Northwest yet to get to the free throw line. They'll put 20 seconds on the shot clock. I thought there was a change of possession there. Here's a steal by Elijah Kamath there, and but P.J. Johnson couldn't hang on to it. Northwest will keep the basketball, and they can play for a final shot. Now the officials are stopping play. I'm not sure what the deal is. The officials are a little bit confused. But Northwest will have the ball with 20.8 seconds to play in the half. They'll play it inbounds and backcourt to Luke Moustakas, who in turn gives it off to Brennett Sturts. Picked up by Elijah Kamath here. Down to 10 seconds to go. Bounce pass top the key. It goes to Luke Dreamer. Or Waters to the basket. Layup is good. Luke Waters gets the basket, ties the game at 31 as the shot clock goes off, and the shot goes off, and shot no good, and we're tied at halftime, 31 all, Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State, number 22 and number 1 in the nation, going toe-to-toe tonight here at White Auditorium. We'll be back with our Longbound Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, Hornet athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, There's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Carrie with Carrie's Diamonds. And this holiday season, I wanted to share with you my favorite gift ideas to make this year the most special Christmas ever. Custom engraved and metal cutout jewelry is the perfect way to tell that someone special how much they're loved. We can engrave your handwriting or even a photo onto the perfect gift for your loved one. So stop in today and let's make the most special gift and have a very Carrie's Christmas. Carrie's Diamonds, located at 1015 Industrial Road across from the fairgrounds.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you at Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
31-31 our score at halftime. Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State all tied up. It's a game that Northwest Missouri State led by as many as seven. Emporia State would rally to take a four-point lead, but Northwest was able to tie it down the stretch. And it's tied at 31 here at halftime. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, Northwest Missouri State being led by Brennett Sturtz. He has 13 points, 6 points each from Wes Dreamer, along with Isaiah Jackson and from Luke Waters, and those are the only players who have scored for Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State being led by Owen Long with 15 points, Elijah Comethier with 10, 3 for Caden Evans, 2 points for Octavian Butler, and 1 point for Mason Thiessen. Looking at the team numbers, Northwest Missouri State 13 of 29 from the floor for 44%, 5 of 14 from the 3-point stripe for 35%, yet to get to the free throw line. Emporia State 9 of 22 from the floor for 41%, 6 of 11 beyond the arc, 54%, 7 of 11 from the free throw line for 63%. Emporia State out rebounding Northwest Missouri State 17 to 13, leading rebounder for Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt with 3. Leading rebounder for Northwest Missouri State is Brennett Sturtz with 4. Northwest turned the ball over 5 times. Emporia State had 8 turnovers. Northwest outscored Emporia State 16-6 in the paint. Points off of turnovers, they outscored Emporia State 10-7. And second chance points, Emporia State's outscored Northwest Missouri State 4-2. Our halftime score, Emporia State 31, Northwest Missouri State 31. We'll be back with more on our halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone has their favorite pizza restaurant.